From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Groz.
And welcome to Capitol Connection, where we are bringing the Capitol to you every week from the Nebraska Family Alliance Studio in Lincoln. And this week, the 100-plus bills that were passed into law by the Nebraska legislature went into effect. And there are two in particular that we've talked about previously on the show that were supported by Nebraska Family Alliance. One, which brings bottle clubs under the control of the Liquor Commission to ensure health and safety standards are being followed and sexual exploitation of vulnerable women isn't taking place. There was also a lawsuit challenging that law that got thrown out earlier this week, so the law is in effect, and that's good news for Nebraska. And there's another historic bill that recognizes the dignity and humanity of preborn children at the earliest stages of development by creating a new state-issued birth certificate commemorating lives lost through miscarriage. And it's a beautiful, life-affirming bill. The certificate is available to any woman who has lost a pregnancy before 20 weeks gestation, even if the loss occurred before the bill was passed. You can read all about the certificate at nebraskafamilyalliance.org/miscarriage. Lots of people are excited about this and asking what it is and how they or a loved one can get one. We want to answer those questions and talk about just how significant this is and what it does for families and the culture of life in Nebraska. And so I'm pleased to be joined now by Shauna Hoffman, a good friend and co-founder of Healing Embrace, a nonprofit organization dedicated to spreading awareness on pregnancy and infant loss while providing hope and healing to grieving families. Healing Embrace does such incredible work. Shauna, we're so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Nate.
Shauna, my first question is just to ask you and get your perspective. What does this mean to you personally, and what does it mean for the families that you have worked with to be able to receive this certificate commemorating the lives of babies lost to miscarriage?
This certificate not only validates what we have experienced, but it validates our entire grief journey. It oftentimes when parents are told, I'm sorry, there's no longer a heartbeat, they're sort of dismissed. And they're told, I was literally told twice, actually, out of my three miscarriages, twice I was told, I'm really sorry, this happens, try again next month. And from the same breath of, I'm sorry, there's no heartbeat, to the next breath of saying, wait, we're going to talk about doing this again? Like, can I have a minute to myself here to process what just happened? This certificate not only validates the life that was lost, but it also validates the fact that I grieved as a mother. I grieved with my husband. He grieved the loss of his child. Our families, they grieved their grandchild and their niece or nephew. And because the thing is once you find out that you're expecting, you start making all of these plans. And when you lose that pregnancy, it really doesn't matter what gestational age that is. All of those plans leave with that baby, with those words, I'm sorry, there's no heartbeat. This certificate means the world because it validates our parenthood, it validates our grief, and it says, we're sorry that this happened to you.
I just can't even imagine the heartbreak, you know, that parents feel when they go through this. And we know that one in four pregnancies ends in a miscarriage, and yet the subject has been sort of taboo and it's not talked a lot about. And I know that a lot of parents often feel alone and isolated. So what do you think that this certificate will do to maybe help create more of a conversation around this issue while also perhaps providing some type of closure or support to families that are grieving?
I think that the certificate definitely allows parents and family members, extended family members, friends, anybody, it validates the life that was lost, and it gives them sort of something to present to say, look at this tangible piece that I have to represent my baby. I didn't get to bring home my baby, but look at this tangible piece. I actually like really get excited about thinking about having two of these of my own. My third miscarriage was actually in Illinois, but I qualify for two of these, and I get really excited about getting them framed and being able to like put them on my wall, because I don't have anything tangible from my two babies that I lost in the first trimester. I didn't have an ultrasound, and I don't have anything tangible. This is a piece of tangible evidence of not only the life that was there, but the life that was lost. And I'm so excited about that. And not only that, but I think that, as I put it up on my wall, I think that opens a conversation piece. It says, because I'm sure that people are probably going to ask, what is this? Especially people that may not know me. Maybe we're having new friends over or whatever, and they see that, and maybe perhaps they don't know, that we lost multiple babies, and it opens up the conversation of, this is my child Maddie, and this is my child Avery, and they were lost at 9 weeks and 11 weeks, and they were amazing weeks, and this is actually a certificate that the state of Nebraska gave me to sort of commemorate their life, and I just love that idea.
It's so amazing, and I love that Nebraska has taken a step forward to do this, because no other states are doing this, actually recognizing the existence of these children at the earliest stages of development and giving parents something tangible that they can hold on to, recognizing their child and validating their loss. And so this, of course, the certificate started as a bill in our state legislature. And I know, Shauna, you helped support this bill, and you actually wrote a letter to our Health and Human Services Committee when the bill was still in committee, the very early stages. And I remember that you wrote something that has really just stayed with me. I want to read just a small portion of what you wrote to the committee. You said, "At what point is it that a family is worthy of receiving recognition of the experience they have had and what their family has lost? Who decides whether a family is allowed to receive this recognition or not? If a piece of paper allows a family the recognition of the baby that they hold in their hearts rather than in their arms and will provide peace and comfort to them, is that truly something they should be denied? They are being denied enough already by not having the opportunity to raise the baby they had planned for, loved, and told their friends and family about." And I just think that you just capture this issue and what the certificate is all about so beautifully. And I think that some people look at this and they may not understand it. They look at it and say it's just a piece of paper, and it is that, but it's also something profoundly deeper, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because I feel like, especially before the 20-week and under, pregnancy losses are so dismissed. It's something that I personally felt very pressured to sort of sweep it under the rug, forget that it happened, and try again. And that's not where my heart was when I had to say goodbye to my babies. My heart was grieving. It was hurt. It was real. It was painful. And this certificate not only says we recognize that, but it also it makes me feel like I feel like I'm validated. I'm not crazy. Like, I feel like I'm not crazy for being so saddened that my child is not here. And I absolutely commend Nebraska for being, for taking this stand and recognizing life. And again, it's not, you're right, it essentially is a piece of paper, but it serves so much more to those families who have been begging for something to recognize the life that they are going to grieve for the rest of theirs. They are going to grieve that child for the rest of their life. And it doesn't mean that there's not healing after loss, but there's always a gap, for sure.
You know, I really hope that, that the effects of this certificate will be felt far and wide. And I've also seen what this new certificate looks like. And it really is beautiful and life-honoring. And everyone can see the certificate at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. But in addition to be able to put the child's name on the certificate, it also actually has the official state seal of Nebraska and even the governor's signature on it. And there are so many great things about this, but just how significant is it to get something official from the state? You know, not something that you have to go get yourself or print out at home, but state issued, even though it's not a legal document, it is recognizing these parents' loss and acknowledging that, that there was a child there.
I think that that is just absolutely huge. My third loss was actually a full-term loss, and I had to fight tooth and nail to get him a birth certificate because my son actually passed away while I was in labor with him, and I had to fight tooth and nail to get him recognized as a person, and that was devastating for me as a grieving mom who just held her full term 42-week son, that I would be denied a piece of paper that said your child was here. And I feel the exact same way about this piece of paper. I know that some people, you're right, some people are probably thinking it's just a piece of paper, what's the big deal? It says what happened to you is real, and that life was real, and it's okay to remember that little life that you don't get to raise. And I think that that is sort of, that's hard enough. The fact that they don't get to see, I have told so many people that I think it's a lot harder, actually. I have now a living child after three losses. I had a live child, and I think it's a lot harder to continue to share and love and talk about the babies, that the kiddos that you don't get to see their smile every day, and you don't get to hear them say, I love you, Mama. And it's a lot harder to continue to do that when, sadly, I feel like most of the world wants to not talk about it. They would rather pretend that that didn't happen because it's uncomfortable, and it is uncomfortable, but it's real, and it's all we have. And this certificate with the seal from Nebraska says, and the governor's signature says, we see that. We see you, Mama. We see you, Daddy. Like, and it's so it's so important. It's so important, and it's amazing.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know, one thing about this bill, when it was going through the legislative process, it had so much support from moms and families across the state. And we've already heard from so many moms and dads who are so excited about this new opportunity. But one thing that this certificate does, and the fact that it's state issued, and there's no limit on the gestation, it's really acknowledging the human dignity and humanity of children at the earliest stages of development. And some people, unfortunately, really try to, you know, make a pro-choice or pro-abortion argument with it. And, you know, the state shouldn't be doing this, and we shouldn't be acknowledging life before 20 weeks. So I would just be curious to hear how, you know, you respond to that as a mom and as someone who has worked with families who have miscarried, because it really doesn't matter where the pregnancy is at. If there's a loss there's a loss of human life.
Correct. I really think that this sort of, you know, whether it's a pro-life, pro-choice movement or whatever, you know, whatever you want to see it as, at the end of the day, what I said in that paragraph that you read, who says that if this piece of paper validates their grief and validates their parenthood and gives them the tools that they need to properly grieve and properly heal after this, who is anybody to deny that? Who is anybody to tell them you can't have this piece of paper that will be so influential on your grieving process and your healing journey? Who has the right to tell anybody how to walk their grief journey or what they need to properly do that in the way that they need and their family needs? So at the end of the day, this basically, that is the biggest reason why I really felt that this certificate was so imperative to pass, because, I mean, it is optional. And if people don't want to seek it, that is, you know, obviously their choice. And if they do want to seek it, that is their choice. And, but for the people that want it, it could be so healing for them. So healing. So I just, you know, I think it's just incredible the impact that this piece of paper could hold for people.
I think you're right. And I think also that this is pro-life, but it's also, it's pro-woman. It's pro-mom. It's pro-family. Mm-hmm. And so Nebraska's law establishing the certificate is only the second of its kind in the United States. However, Nebraska is very unique. It is the first to ever be retroactive. So women who have experienced a miscarriage prior to the law taking effect can receive one. It could be 5, 10, 20 years ago. It just had to have been verified by a doctor or healthcare provider. And there's also no minimum gestation required. So again, it doesn't matter if the loss was at 5 weeks, 10 weeks, 19 weeks, there was a loss of life. And Shauna, I know that you actually walk hand in hand with families going through this. You assist families who are experiencing pregnancy and infant loss. And I know, as you've talked about today, you've been through it yourself. So what do you hope that this certificate accomplishes or helps do for families?
Really, I just hope that it serves as a tool to help them along their grieving process. Perhaps this is the one thing, the one tangible thing that they need to be validated. And, you know, and the sad thing is that some of these parents might be going through and they might not have a support system. They might not have a family that's backing them or validating the fact that they're sad and they're grieving. And they might not have friends that want to walk this journey with them. Obviously everybody's grief journey is different and everybody's support system is different. I just pray that this certificate, that people find out about it and that they utilize it and that it can be used as a, just like a massive tool for their grieving process and their healing process. Because I know that I am so thrilled to be able to walk down my hallway and pass a certificate that is going to validate my Maddie and my Avery's life every day. And I'm so excited to tell their little sister about it too. And because that's something else that, like, I, you know, I've struggled with telling my daughter about, you know, with my son that, like I said, passed away during birth. I have pictures of him. We have a stuffed bear for him. Like, we have things to represent him. She knows about Silas. She knows that she has siblings, that she has other siblings in heaven. But I don't have anything to show her of them. Now I will. And I can't help but laugh and smile about it, because as saddened as I am when I think about the fact that I don't get to raise those sweet babies, I'm so excited that their life is now going to be recognized and has served a purpose, because their stories played into the passing of this bill. And I am so excited. I can't help but smile and laugh.
It's beautiful. And I love that. And we've spoken a lot about healing. And so, as I mentioned, you are a co-founder of Healing Embrace. So there might be people who are listening right now who might be walking through this as we speak, or they know a friend or a loved one who has lost a pregnancy recently. So can you share with us about the work that Healing Embrace does and how people can get connected with Healing Embrace?
Yeah, Healing Embrace is a nonprofit that was founded in Omaha by me and my co-founder, Jennifer Summer. And between the two of us, we've lost 7 babies. So we get the parents that come and talk to us. We get it. And we offer support for families at any stage in their grief journey. They can be find out that they are carrying a baby that probably will not be coming home with them, or they may have just had their baby, or we have seriously talked to some people that are 15, 20, 30 years out, after losing a baby. And we also serve families at any gestational age. So it's any stage in pregnancy all the way through 1 year of age and infancy. We offer financial assistance for grief counseling, medical expenses, funeral expenses, and postpartum care related to the loss. Because not only do families have the normal expenses of pregnancy and birth, but now they have the additional costs of a funeral and a gravesite, and they may have had a medical procedure, or maybe they've had a C-section or something and they need help at home. So we try to help as much and encompass the losses in every gestational age in those four cornerstones. We also offer support in the hospital, as I mentioned. Jennifer and I are both certified birth and bereavement doulas. I do not live in Omaha anymore, sadly, but Jennifer will go with herself and a team to hospitals, and they will sit by your bedside, and they provide amazing memory-making opportunities, including beautiful photography and things like that. We also offer a number of comfort items. We make weighted bears that are made to weigh exactly what your baby weighed when it was born, and we make custom-made care packages that are tailor-made to every family's loss situation and their family structure as well. We want to embrace the loss community, and we want to see everybody connect together, because nobody should have to walk through this alone. Jennifer and I have both said, I wish that something like this was around when we lost our babies. So we have a website, and it's www.healingembrace.org. And we also have a Facebook page if you look us up on Facebook. And the Heal in Healing, H-E-A-L, is all capitalized.
And I also understand that Healing Embrace has an annual race and walk, and it's coming up this fall, the Heels to the Pavement 5K. Tell us about this event and how people can be involved.
Yeah, the Heels to the Pavement is an amazing event that has really blossomed over this. Will be our fourth year, and last year there were approximately 1,300 lives impacted by our third event. It was really remarkable. The event is Saturday, October 13th this year. National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day is the 15th of October, so we try to have it around that time and also get recognized in the month of October. It's actually out at Lake Zirinsky in Omaha, and it's in the evening. It's an evening race, and things start right about 5 o'clock, so packet pickup information is, before that and whatever, but everything starts right at 5 o'clock. There is a tot trot, a virtual run for people from out of town, which me living in Illinois now, that's exciting. I mean, I will be there, but now I can recruit all my new friends here. There's also team fundraising, so you actually can have a team, and there's team fundraising opportunities. You can make a team and all come together at the race, or people have on the virtual run that too. There will be a live band, food trucks, vendors, a silent auction, and a raffle. There's all kinds of really fun stuff, and it's very family focused. It's very family centered, so kiddos are welcome. And it's really just an amazing opportunity to see people lean on each other and bond with each other. There are a lot of stories shared. There are definitely some tears, but there's a lot of laughter, and there's a lot of healing done there. It's really incredible, because there's a lot of opportunities to honor your baby throughout the entire event, and it's really remarkable to see everybody sort of leaning on each other. So if people want more information on the Heels to the Pavement, you actually can just go to runsignup.com and search Heels to the Pavement, and that is H-E-A-L, all capitals.
It's such a great event. I know I'm looking forward to being there this year, as are so many others across the state. And again, Shauna, I just want to thank you so much. I know this is such an emotional and difficult subject, but you talk about it so beautifully, and I just love having your perspective on what this new certificate will mean for families. And I can't thank you enough for all the work that you are doing with Healing Embrace to help serve grieving families in our state. And thanks so much for giving us your time today on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nate.
For more information on the new state-issued commemorative birth certificate for miscarriages, please visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. That's going to be all the time for this week. I'm your host, Nate Graz, Policy Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, hoping you'll join us again next week. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.